Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to purge your weekend.
Wait, what are we doing?
On WAAF.
Yeah. Try to do this every Monday. And since we had a long weekend, I thought we'd have a lot. Not a lot, but we definitely have some quality going on here.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that. most of these are in text, except we did get one phone call, which we'll play later.
Yes.
More like a message.
Yeah.
Not so much a confession.
We always get some. Some people don't mind.
Some people call and they don't care.
They want someone to hear them.
Exactly. We got this one earlier. I often push non-recyclable waste into empty drink cans before placing them in the recycling bin. I do this in the hope this gives the staff at the local recycling plant a bit more of a challenge when sorting. Oh, my God.
Just trying to spice up their day.
Someone that works at the recycling plant is in their car now going, oh, you're that guy?
Send me his number.
4 months. This one's amazing. 4 months ago, my boss was made redundant, so they laid her off. Her boss works in another country, and I was the only one directly reporting to her. No one seems to realize I'm still here. I have no work to do and no one to report to.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
If they keep going, though, they're going to end up like Milton.
I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
But
we'll keep you anonymous, but let's still make it a habit of telling people.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just keep checking in with us. I want to see how long this lasts. That's pretty awesome. All right. Let's see. Okay. I've had about 7 weeks off of work this year with gout. Ooh. Know what that's like. I don't have the gout. I don't even know what it is. Now, that kind of pisses me off because I have the gout.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Now, I've been lucky. I've only had 3 major attacks in my life.
Really?
Yeah, but they're horrible.
Is that the thing that you get from kissing the Blarney Stone?
No. Well, possibly.
You get the gift of the gout?
No, I think that's herpes.
Oh. Okay.
But it's like if you eat everything that makes life worth living.
Oh, okay.
Red meat. Shellfish.
Ew.
Asparagus.
Ew.
But worst of all, beer. Especially craft beer. You've got all sorts of yeast.
That's where
the brewer's yeast that kills you.
Oh, okay.
And it's such a horrible, horrible pain. And the only medication that I think is called Colchicine. I've taken it.
Yeah.
You got to like pound it at first. So you take like 2 pills first 2 hours and then a pill every hour. And eventually the pain will go down and it'll all break free. But the worst part about that, I suffer from one of the side effects of Colchicine, and that is the explosive diarrhea. Not only I get it in my ankle and the side of my foot, so not only can I not walk, but I have to kind of like stumble my way to the bathroom before my ass explodes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it makes it a real living
hell. Just have a bucket in the living room.
I know. Well, eventually I just did that. I kind of just camped out next to the bathroom. We have a room next to with a couch on it, and I could just swing around and swing my ass onto the commode.
So what you're saying is all that, it's worth it to get the gout.
No, I'm not saying no. Don't.
Oh.
God, I would not wish the gout on anyone. And I hate a lot of people.
Get a sweat through
but
it
I wouldn't
and
even,
then back to the beer.
I wouldn't even wish that on. Yeah, see, I got to do everything in moderation, which sucks. Oh, here's one from the Thanksgiving weekend. I made my little sister eat redwood tree bark with cocoa powder on it and told her it was a cookie.
Where'd you get redwood tree bark?
I know, right? Was it just laying around the house?
You're importing tree bark from California?
Those grow here, for crying out loud? That's horrible and hilarious. I stole a girl's handbag in a nightclub, took it to the toilet, laid a fat cable in it, and then put it back. I feel guilty now, but it seemed hilarious at the time.
Now, what's a fat cable? Is it?
Yep, it's where you were pointing.
Oh, okay, or not?
No, not that.
No,
the other one, the exit.
Okay.
I had a friend who did that once at a party.
Really?
Yeah, we went into the room. There was a lot of coats there and purses. He just grabbed one at random, went in the closet, and laid a fat cable in it and just put it back. We never really found out what happened.
Is your friend Dane Cook?
I know, right? See, it might be. It was the cape. It was the summer. Oh, I shouldn't say anything. Oh, boy, I just outed myself.
Anonymous.
and my buddy. All right, and then we got this call earlier.
Yeah, what is the text line for the purge?
Oh, dear.
To get it off your chest?
Oh, dear. 97107.
All right. Well, I left my boyfriend of 7 years, right?
Yeah.
Five months ago.
Okay.
And he has stressed me out so bad that I'm 43 years old. I just got out of the hospital. I had a massive heart attack last Monday.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I just want to say life's too short for everybody to just live life, love life, and don't let that kind of stress you, because a narcissistic relationship will get to you. And I hope, because he listens to WAF, and I hope one day he feels good about himself.
Okay. Did you want us to play that on the air, or do you want to just text?
Actually, yeah, go ahead. Play it on the air, because you know what? I'm so glad I have my life, and I'm so thankful for everybody that stood by me. You know what? Merry Christmas, guys, and don't let the little things stress you, especially a narcissistic.
Well, good.
It's not worth
it. You just shed some baggage.
Oh, I did. Shed some baggage, lost some weight, and now I'm moving on.
Right on, sister.
New me, coming down.
Make it happen. Try the banana peel diet. You'll love it. All right.
Well, her boyfriend's an AF listener, so to the both of you, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you both for listening. All right, harder, faster ride home. Oh, that was purging your weekend. We do it every Monday here at WAAF, and hope it all made you feel so much better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.